ایمان را در خودتون تقویت بکنید، ایمانی که هم در اینجا شما را شرافتمند می کند و هم در پیشگاه حق آبرو دارید و با آبرومندی وارد می شید به تخت اعلی.
In the path of the Imam.
In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. Dear listeners, if you remember, we have been discussing Imam Khomeini's teaching method for a couple of weeks. Today we are going to dwell upon another aspect of his teaching method, namely his precise orderliness. Stay tuned, please. Order is the basis of creation, as every creature is in its own specific place and has its specific function. The turning of seasons and passage of night and day are done according to a specific order. The stars and planets move in their specific orbits. The growth of plants follows a specific order. This proves the existence of a wise creator. Islam, as a divine religion, attaches high importance to orderliness and programming. It has advised Muslims to have order in their life. Modern sciences, too, have proved that orderliness leads to success. Orderliness helps the individual to overcome difficulties. Orderly persons are hopeful, on time, patient, and enthusiastic. They work hard to achieve their goals. Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, was very orderly and used to advise his students to be orderly and disciplined. He was very sensitive on orderliness, especially at class. Late Sayyid Hamid Rouhani, author of the book, An Analysis of Imam Khomeini's Movement, writes, Imam Khomeini would attend in due time at the teaching class and always suffered from those students who were not orderly. He would repeatedly reiterate the point to the students that those who have been successful in this world are the people who are orderly. Dear listeners, Imam Khomeini was so orderly that he used to attend the class before everyone. Hujjatul Islam Irawani says, When we attended the Imam's class, we would rarely attend the class early. Most of the time, when we went to the class, the Imam had already come, ready to start the lesson. Imam Khomeini would react to the students who used to justify their delay and ask them to observe orderliness. Late Ayatollah Bani Fazl relates a memory on this. I attended the Imam's courses of jurisprudence and principles of jurisprudence. I witnessed that he would always come on time, even when he taught at Salmasi Mosque. Some of his pupils would attend a class a few minutes after the Imam because of going to another class prior to his class. Imam Khomeini would get upset and admonish them sometimes. It is famous that he was very orderly in his youth and period of studentship. Late Ayatollah Shahabadi, the Imam's teacher of ethics, had said on his orderliness, Ruhullah is really Ruhullah, or God's spirit. I haven't seen even a single day on which he has attended the class after saying Bismillah. He is always present before saying Bismillah. Dear friends, Imam Khomeini would call on his students to reduce the number of their courses so that they could observe orderliness. Hojatul Islam Muhammad Hassan Mortazavi says, some of the students would sometimes attend a class late due to attending several other classes. Imam Khomeini once told them, I don't say to you to come to my class, but if you go to any other class, try to be present here on time. One of the important manifestations of Imam Khomeini's orderliness and discipline was his emphasis on holding classes and refraining from closing them with different excuses. Ayatollah Nasiri, one of the great ulema of Isfahan, says in this regard, if the class was closed because of a certain excuse, he would really get upset and tell us, if we cannot come, you shouldn't close the class and have your personal studies. Hujjatul Islam Qayyuri also mentions one of his memories of Imam Khomeini's high emphasis on holding classes. The most important characteristic of the Imam was his orderliness. Through my entire period of studies, I have not seen anyone as serious and orderly as him. He would never start teaching without studying beforehand. Teaching mattered for him very much. For instance, when he started a course of Principles of Jurisprudence at the Salmasi Mosque in Qom, it took 4.5 years. During that period, except the annual holidays, he closed just 2 other days, one of which was because of his illness. Dear friends, Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, would not close his classes even in hard political conditions. He didn't close his classes even when his elder son, Haj Agha Mustafa, was martyred by the Ba'athist regime at the behest of the Pahlavi regime. He even told the ulema of Najaf, who wanted to hold ceremonies for his son till his 40th day, not to close their classes for the purpose. He sent them messages to be firm and continue their classes more strongly. When the Pahlavi regime security service Savak attacked the Faizia school in Qom and martyred many of the young students brutally, Imam Khomeini held his classes on the ground outdoors. One of the contemporary sources of emulation, Ayatollah Nuri Hamadani, says, Imam Khomeini attached high importance to classes to the extent that he would come always on time without even a single minute delay. During the years of suffocation and repression of Pahlavi regime, he taught at Faizia school. One day, the Savak attacked the school. All the students attended his class and the Imam attended the class on time as usual. When we faced his situation, we thought that he might close the school. But he sat on the soil at Lady Masume's courtyard and started teaching. Dear listeners, Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, used to end his classes with moral advice. This would make his courses very attractive. Next time, we will continue to explain other aspects of Imam Khomeini's character.